observe as much as I can and find ways where I can add more value to something that seems to be good for our city, good for the citizens, then that is where I focus my efforts. And one of your initiatives that you did, and you did so many of them, I don't know if this one made as much news or media, but they did come at the end, was the efforts and workforce. And when I saw how that overlapped and aligned with what I was doing per se with JUMP and some of my other things in the workforce space, I was trying to look for a way to try to continue some of the good things that you were doing as well when they aligned with. And so I think Mr. James Coleman is on his way here, but I have a bill that was drafted for me, and I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the bill with the hopes of having you maybe be a co-introducer with me and carrying that forward. But can you share a little bit about Boost from your perspective from last year, what they did, not to put you on the spot? But
Yes, sure. You know, like I said, you know, I did many initiatives, but this one may be the most impactful initiative because it affected so many people. And so one young lady that was in this program, it really affected her. She, about 5 or 6 years ago, not long, about 10 years ago, she was in the car with her boyfriend, and he went inside. She thought she was going. She thought he was going inside to just to get some items out of the store. It was a liquor store, and he wound up robbing the liquor store, and came out and they left, and they both got caught, and she wound up getting 5 years in prison, because he turned on her, and so she wound up getting 5 years in prison. And so when she came out, she got enrolled in this right here, and now she's working for Amazon. And I remember her telling me, because what Mr. Coleman did was, before they even get out of the program, he had jobs for them. And the day of the graduation, she came to me and she said, because of this, you know, I got a job making $14 an hour, and for the first time, my family's going to have a 401k. So you can't get no more impact than that. And so, and I want to personally thank you, Mr. President, for carrying on this initiative, because it's going to help a lot of people. I know a couple years ago, when James Coleman came in with this, he came with the idea, and I think during the time of Operation Boost, I think it was about 70 people that graduated, and out of the 70 people, 68 got jobs, and I think, and when the last time I talked to them, about 59 of them still working. That wouldn't probably got a job or got this type of job. They're not just any kind of job. You know, some are working at Amazon, a couple are working at Pepsi, a couple of other places that they would have never been able to get jobs without this kind of training. So I definitely want to thank you for carrying this on. It's going to really impact the city even more, because it not only changed one life, but it changed families. Because this young lady who I was talking about, she got four kids. For boys, so this is going to change families and generations. So thank you.
No, thank you so much. And what it offers is training and certifications, OSHA, forklift driving, right, things of that nature. And so it transitions people into the workforce,
right,
by giving them a trade or a skill, really a skill that can help now as they start to ascend and grow in their working careers. Mr. Peterson, do you mind sharing? I know we have Council Vice President Salem's always counting dollars right now and trying to figure out what each move is, where these dollars are coming from. I think it's going to be something that I learned by watching Councilman Newby, his year as president, towards the end of a term.
Sure. Through the president to both council members. So there's $22,319 left in a special council contingency that was created back in mid-22, where we realized debt savings. It was a total $8 million appropriation, about $330,000 got stuck into an account. Not labeled for the council president, but maybe with that understanding. And so Council President Freeman has appropriated money throughout the last year. And so there's $22,000 sitting left in that account. So this Operation Boost legislation would appropriate that remaining balance, $22,319. And as we were sitting at our last meeting, got some information from Mr. Coleman that will be able to fund 20 students going through his program.
Thank you so much for that. So that is the purpose of the meeting. We'd love to have you on as a co-introducer.
I'd love to be on. I'd love to be added as a co-introducer.
And we will circulate this around. Are there any public comment? I see Ms. Mayer's here. This is big time. We got the OGC, Rita Mayer's in the house. Any comments or anything? You're good? All right, well, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Good deal, man. Appreciate it.